Elmo's world is full of wonder and curiosity, cooperation and kindness. Who other than the fuzzy red Muppet would ask babies how to do things?
And now, Elmo will ask a baby. Hello, baby. Hi. Hi. Oh, baby? How do you wrap a gift? Thank you, baby.
But an old Sesame Street clip resurfaced this past week and has people wondering, does Elmo have a shady side?
Oh, Gabby, can Elmo have an oatmeal raisin cookie instead, please?
Oh, gee, Elmo, that was my last one.
Oh, that's okay, Gabby. Elmo will just take this one.
No, wait, Elmo.
What?
Rocco says that he wants the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Rocco? Rocco's a rock, Zoe. Rocco won't know the difference.
Yes, he will. You can't have that cookie, Elmo. Rocco wants to eat it.
Oh, how is Rocco going to eat that cookie, Zoe? Tell Elmo. Rocco doesn't even have a mouth. Rocco's just a rock. Rocco's not alive.
That moment originally aired in May of 2004. This past week's clip racked up millions and millions of views. Elmo, who officially is 3 years old, addressed the issue on his Twitter account Wednesday, saying, "Don't worry, everybody. Elmo and Zoe practice sharing and are still best buds forever. Elmo loves Zoe. Ha ha ha." Elmo doesn't want to talk about Rocco. So should we be surprised Elmo can be salty? No. He got into it with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show in May 2011.
You're not coming to Sesame Street anymore.
Wait, Elmo. Talking about. I'm sorry.
The roots, you can come, but
Elmo,
you're not coming.
Elmo. Listen, Elmo.
Now, there could be some high-minded motives behind Elmo's moods. As Fred Rogers told Terry Gross in 1984, one of his goals as a children's broadcaster was to assure kids
that there are things inside them that are okay to talk about. They should know that there is a full array of emotions in life, and all of them are fine. It's what we do with them that matters.
And in Elmo's case, that means feuding with a pet rock named Rocco and a late-night host named Jimmy.
What camera is that? Camera one? There's no more Jimmy Fallon anymore. We have to...
Or the explanation could lie in the Muppets' origins in the Mad Men era as advertising pitch puppets.
Have a cup of Wilkins instant coffee?
Wild horses couldn't make me. Okay, give me a cup.
That's Muppets creator Jim Henson and his puppets from a coffee campaign that ran from 1957 to 1961. And of course, the Muppets also had a nighttime show.
It's the Muppet Show with our very special guest star, Diana Ross. Yeah!
Ross performed Love Hangover on that episode, which aired in February of 1980, when Jimmy Fallon was 5. So Elmo and his colleagues have a long, rich history of having a toe, so to speak, in the world of grown-ups. And for anyone who's decided they like their Muppets more sour than sweet, we leave you with two to remember. Statler and Waldorf.
You know something? That was a sweet number.
It sure was.
You know something else?
What?
I hate sweet numbers.